Amen. Indeed. Whatsoever you do, do it heartily, as unto the Lord and not unto men. Certainly we appreciate the fervor and the zeal with which our singing has been led this evening. And we certainly appreciate Brother Bonner. And we appreciate the fine way you have blended your voices cooperatively and harmoniously together with him. It's good to be back this evening. Good to see each of you here. I bring you greetings from the Old Hickory Boulevard congregation. Brothers Carl and Andrew Carney and congregation send their regards. Turn in your Bible, please, to the scripture lesson that was read by Brother Vernon Stem. Brother Vernon Stem, he read from Matthew 25. This is a familiar passage. He read verses 14 through 23. I want to simply read again for the sake of re-emphasis, verse number 21. Just talking to you briefly this evening about the concept of faithfulness as it is seen in this story. Verse 21 of chapter 25, his Lord said unto him, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord." Now, interestingly, this verse is repeated in verse number 23. When a verse is repeated in sacred scripture, pay close attention. For when God repeats, it indicates importance. Kind of like your mama. When she'd repeat things, you'd better pay close attention. Like your teachers in school, like your professors in college, usually when something is repeated, that signifies its significance, and you'd better pay close attention. But even more so, on a loftier level, when God in his word repeats something, when he repeats a concept, we ought to listen attentively. Anyway, when God speaks, should be like E.F. Hutton. When God speaks, those who love him, those who reverence him, those who are committed to him, those who respect him, will listen closely with attentive ears. And what these verses talk about is vitally important, for they talk about faithfulness. Few things are so important in our character as faithfulness. Lack of faithfulness means lack of character. In our verse are three truths about faithfulness. They concern the review of faithfulness, the revealer of faithfulness, and the reward for faithfulness. And we can go back as we thumb through the dusty pages of sacred scripture and go all the way back, and we find examples of servants of God who have been faithful. We could very truthfully state that according to sacred scripture, Abel was faithful. We can say without fear of being successfully contradicted that Enoch was faithful. We can say that Noah was faithful. We can vouch for the faithfulness of Abraham, especially in view of the fact that Abraham is described as the father of the faithful. He epitomizes faithfulness. We can say with reference to Joseph that Joseph was faithful. We can say with reference to Samuel that Samuel was faithful. We can say with reference to Ruth that Ruth was faithful. Moses was faithful. Joshua was faithful. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were faithful. Daniel was faithful. Jeremiah was faithful. Isaiah was faithful. And a host of other biblical characters in the Old Testament as well as the New can be described as men who were faithful to God. That same kind of faithfulness must characterize God's people today. That same kind of faithfulness must be descriptive of us as members of the family of God. Now, I think we understand what it means to be faithful. To be faithful means to be attentive to duty, to carry out obligations and responsibilities as they are assigned and intended to be done. To be faithful involves doing what needs to be done, when it needs to be done, and how it needs to be done. You know, Paul said, I have fought a good fight. I have kept the faith. He simply means that I've been faithful. Over in 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 2, Paul says, it is required in a steward that a man be found faithful. All of us are stewards. God has entrusted into our care certain abilities, responsibilities, gifts, and obligations as his people. None is exempt. None is without talent. None is without responsibility. None is without the ability to make a meaningful contribution to the work of the Lord in keeping with the level of talent that God has blessed him with. So all of us are required to be faithful. Consider the review of faithfulness. This verse comes from a parable about a man who left on a journey. Before he left, he gave some money to some of his servants. When he returned, he reviewed their stewardship. He reviewed the stewardship of the money that had been entrusted into their care. He had given to one 5 talents, to another 2 talents, and to the third 1 talent. Why did he give 5 talents to one? That was consistent with and commensurate with his level of ability to manage those 5. He gave to the other 2 talents because he knew his servants and he knew what level of ability they possessed. He knew their managerial capacities to properly deal with that which he entrusted into their care. He gave the third servant one talent for the very same reason. He was able to properly manage if he had committed himself to doing it, the one talent that was entrusted into his care. See, don't worry about somebody else's talent. Don't worry about what somebody else has received. Don't worry about what God is requiring of somebody else. Be concerned about yourself. Be concerned about your own individual abilities. Be concerned about your own individual capacity to make positive contributions to the work of the Lord. And do the very best that you can. This parable is a picture of the activities of the Lord. He has given each of us gifts and responsibilities. When he returns, and he is coming back, he will check up on our faithfulness. Are you tempted to be unfaithful today, thinking it does not matter? Think again. Christ will one day check up on you. There will be a day of great reckoning. There will be a day of accountability. Back on September the 28th, 1965, Brother Arthur Fulson preached on that Tuesday night. At the conclusion of his message, we stood to sing the invitation song, and the song was number 23 in the old Christian hymn book 2, and that is, "There's a Great Day Coming. Are you ready? Are you ready for that day to come?" When the Lord returns, there's a great day of reckoning, a great day of accountability, a great day of judgment is coming. My question is, will you be ready? The man to whom had been entrusted with 5 talents, that old boy was ready when the Lord came back. The man to whom 2 talents had been entrusted, he was ready. But the poor, unfortunate, 1-talent servant was not ready. He was not prepared. Let that not be us and our situation. Consider the revealer of faithfulness. His Lord said to the one to whom had been trusted 5 talents, as well as to the one to whom had been trusted 2, "Thou hast been faithful over a few things." Faithfulness was demonstrated by how these men handle a few things. Few here means things of small significance. These men were faithful in small matters. Our faithfulness is revealed in how we carry out small responsibilities, how we behave relative to small assignments that are given to us. If you cannot be faithful in small matters, you will not be faithful in big matters. The real you, the genuine you, the authentic you is revealed in how you handle, how you manage small matters. You might not think your job is that significant, but do the very best that you can. We had our economics teacher at MCI, 66 and 67, the last year the school was open. And that old lady, Miss Allen, was her name. Her motto was, and I didn't try to memorize it, she just repeated it so often. She quoted it so frequently that it just indelibly impressed itself upon my mind. And this was it. The old lady used to say, once a job is begun, never quit until it's done. Be the labor great or small, do it well or not at all. I've never forgotten those words. I probably haven't always lived by them, but it's a good motto to follow. I think that Hewlett Bonner subscribes to that same kind of motto and philosophy, because he puts his all into whatever song he's working on, whatever song he's singing, whether it's easy or hard, complicated or simple. Oh, Hewlin really gets in there, and Bonner bones up in making preparation to lead us and to teach us and to guide us in improving our singing. That should be the very thing we should do. Despise not small responsibilities. Do them to the very best of your ability. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse 10, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with your might. See, you won't be doing anything after death. There's no work in the grave where you're going. Your hands will lie still in death when this life is over. And all you have not accomplished, all you have not done, all you have not taken care of, all of the duties you have not discharged will not be carried out. So do the very best that you can while you can. Well done. Not well intentioned. Well done. Not well thought. Well done. Not well proposed. Well done. Not well said. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Consider the reward for faithfulness, and the lesson will be yours. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. It pays to be faithful. It pays to be faithful in your marriage. It pays to be faithful in your workplace. It pays to be faithful in your community. It pays to be faithful in the church of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The world may mock it as unimportant, but God does not. If you want rewards from God, be faithful. If you want promotion in God's service, be faithful where you are now, even though it is a small place of service. If you want to know something of the joy of the Lord, be faithfulness. Real joy does not come from unfaithfulness, but real joy comes from being faithful to God as long as we shall live. If you're here this evening and you're not yet a Christian, become one through obeying the gospel of Christ our Lord. You've heard the wonderful story of love. You've heard how he loved us so much that he died on the cross of Calvary for your sins and mine. He was buried, but he didn't stay dead. He arose triumphantly from the grave, making our salvation possible. Believe that with all of your heart. Repent of your sins. Confess your faith in Christ as the Son of God, and submit to baptism in water for the remission of your sins, and arise from the watery grave to live a brand new life, and commit yourself, as is expressed in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10, be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life that fades not away. If you're already a child of God, but you hadn't been faithful, you've been lax and lackadaisical, you've been non-committed, you've been unfaithful in carrying out your responsibilities and obligations as a child of God, repent of that. Turn away from your unfaithfulness. Turn away from your neglect and recommit your life to the Lord. Recommit to being faithful to Him for the remainder of your days through repentance, confession, and prayer. Will you come now as we together stand and as we sing?
Come to Jesus, He will save you. Though your sins and crimson flow, Jesus, He will make them white as snow. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come today. Hey, come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come today. Come to Jesus, do not tarry, enter in and mercy gain, and oh, delay not till the morrow, lest thy coming be too late. Hey, come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come to Jesus. Come today, come to Jesus, come to Jesus.